Petersburg Shipwrights announced the temporary closure with an ad in the Petersburg Pilot in September. It read, quote, "Thank you to all our customers for their patronage this season. We will be closing for the winter September 30th and opening again March 1st, 2011. See you in the spring," unquote. The ad followed a clearance sale in the business's retail store. This is the first time in decades that this major fishing port will be without a full-service shipyard. Glorianne Wallen is city harbor master.
Well, I think the guys, especially walking through the harbor office, are just still in a little bit of a state of shock, and the ramifications of that facility not being open and them not being able to schedule their projects is starting to really hit home. The fact that they do a lot of their gear orders through the store, that's another thing that I don't know people realize. If there's somebody out there that's going to pull that slack.
The Shipwrights has been up for sale for a while, and all this has led to local concern over the long-term future of the business. But fishermen like Ron Bushman say even a seasonal closure will have an impact on the community.
For one thing, most people like to do the work that needs to be done on their boats in the off-season. And, of course, we've got guys that work in the harbor and so forth, but a lot of work that can't be done that needs to be done at a facility like the Shipwrights, people will go elsewhere. They'll go to Port Angeles or Seattle or Wrangell or wherever they can get the work done.
Bushman had hoped to do some winter maintenance on his 50-foot seiner at the Shipwrights, which is the only place in town that can haul a boat that size. The marine railway there is big enough to handle a vessel up around 100 feet and 300 tons. For tender owner Jim Edson of Sitka, it's the only place he's ever hauled out his 73-foot vessel, the Kuprinoff.
You know, I really don't know what I'm going to do. It's my off year for haul out. I just did a major haul out last year, so I haul out every other year, so hopefully I can get by this year.
But Edson's worried about the long term, as the options for hauling and servicing a boat like the Kuprinoff are limited. Edson has used Petersburg Shipwrights since it started up in the early 80s. The yard provides hull and propulsion maintenance and repair, including painting, woodworking, fiberglass, and welding. Until now, it's been a year-round operation with several employees in the yard and retail store. Shipwrights owner Frank Townsend declined an interview request for this story. Former Petersburg resident Pat Ellis now owns and operates the Wrangell Boat Shop, LLC. He serves a number of Petersburg vessels in Wrangell, but he still thinks Petersburg's large fleet needs a local haul-out facility like the Shipwrights, which is where Ellis used to work.
Petersburg is ideal, that particular railway. That's what it was designed for, was hauling up boats, getting them washed, getting them painted, putting zincs on, and dumping them back in the water. And like I said, we would do, you know, several hundred boats in 3 months. I mean, we were doing a couple boats a day, day after day after day after day in the spring. And then it would trickle off through the rest of the year on bigger projects. But as far as hauling them out and painting them, that railway is perfect.
While Ellis can't haul vessels quite as heavy as those handled by the railway in Petersburg, the borough of Wrangell has developed much more extensive facilities than Petersburg. At the town's new marine center, private craftsmen and shipwrights like Ellis and boat owners themselves can work on vessels hauled with a publicly owned 150-ton travel lift or a 40-ton hydraulic trailer. Wrangell has covered work areas as well as a washdown pad to capture runoff from vessel maintenance. Wrangell's yard is one of several public facilities of varying capacities that have been built around the region in recent years. In Petersburg, the only haul-out option right now is an hydraulic trailer limited to vessels up to about 45 feet and 28 tons. That's owned and operated by John Murgis's business, Petersburg Marine, which offers boat storage and workspace, but not shipwright services. He sees the Shipwright's temporary closure as a blow to the community.
It's just, you know, one less option, one less source. The more services that are provided, the better it is for everyone, whether you're competing or a supplier or a buyer from that operation.
Murgis has long advocated for Petersburg to develop its own facility. Like other towns, Petersburg's harbors have maintenance grids for boats, but their use is quite limited by the daily tides and other factors. For the past 3 years, the nonprofit Petersburg Economic Development Council has been planning for a marine haul-out and workyard on city land at Scow Bay, a few miles from downtown. As in other towns, the city would build and maintain the facility, but private businesses and boat owners would do the actual work on the vessels. The city council has approved a conceptual plan, but the development will need millions of dollars, and securing state-owned tidelands has been a struggle. Harbormaster Wallen is a member of the PEDC board.
There's lots of plans, but nobody has really, other than John Murgis, has really gone forth and done anything. And so until we get title to that that tideland area, we're kind of, we're still in the planning process.
But Wallen thinks the shipwright's winter closure lends urgency to the issue, as does city manager Scott Hahn. Hahn is worried about maintaining the fleet as well as the money that flows out of the community whenever boats head elsewhere for repair.
If every one of us woke up tomorrow and we found out we couldn't service, have our cars serviced, there was nobody to repair our cars, we either had to do it ourselves or we had to ship our cars out of town. You imagine the cost that would be, and that therefore how many dollars are spent in the town to maintain our personal vehicles. You imagine the amount of money that goes into maintaining commercial vehicles. That's a big part of our economy. So we've got to wake up, and I think this will do it. This will probably tell everybody we have to get going on this.
There's been some debate in town over whether the city should be building a public development that could compete with private enterprise, but Hahn doesn't think a private business can afford to build the type of facility that Petersburg needs.
The size and scope of what we really need is kind of puts it in a category that the private sector really can't provide as much as we can provide. And particularly in our personal example with locally, the private sector is not providing it.
Hahn plans to discuss the issue with the city council. The marine haulout facility was number 18, near the bottom of the list of Petersburg's capital project priorities last year. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.